You're listening to Chemistry in Its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry.
Hello, this week, the illuminating story of the chemical that christened a light bulb company and helps us to find fingerprints, but in the wrong hands, can stink to high heaven. To tell the story of the densest element we know, here's science broadcaster Quentin Cooper.
Given the whole periodic table to choose from, how to pick a particular element to talk about rather than any other? They've all got their charms and quirks. Well, except maybe bismuth. I've never had much time for bismuth. But the deal was I had to single out one. And then it came to me, a real light bulb moment. Osmium. Underappreciated, underexploited osmium. If any element needs a change of PR, this is the one. It's brittle, prone to ponginess, and arguably the dunce of the periodic table. Even the man who discovered osmium treated it rather sniffily. Perhaps in part that's because Smithson Tennant, an English chemist, was also the first to establish that diamond is a form of carbon, so this was never going to match up to that glittering career highlight. What also didn't help was that his discovery of osmium around 1803 came as part of a job lot. He isolated another element alongside it. Also a metal, it was hard and yellowy-white, and some of its compounds had a kind of rainbow sheen when they caught the light, so he gave it a nice, shiny name, iridium, as in iridescent. No such luck, though, for the bluish-silver substance he found at the same time. It reeked, or at least some of its compounds did. Tennant described the pungent and penetrating smell as one of the new element's most distinguishing characters. So he called it osmium, osmi being the Greek for odour. Not very nice, but at least apposite. As a powder, even at room temperature, it gives off osmium tetroxide, which is so corrosively pungent it can damage the eyes, lungs and skin. Although, strangely, that doesn't prevent it sometimes being used, with extreme care, to help detect fingerprints. So, osmium's not just an element, it's a smellement, and it's also way beyond lead and gold and platinum as probably the most immensely dense of the whole bunch. I say probably because it depends how you measure it, and while some rate it as densest, others argue it's just pipped by the very thing it was discovered with, iridium. Down the decades, as tests have been refined, the right to wear the dense is cap has repeatedly shifted between the two, making the only safe option to declare them joint winners of the prestigious title of densest element in the periodic table. Given that the two share both discovery and a date with density, it's perhaps no surprise to find they also rub along in nature and occur as an alloy, wittily known as osmiridium, something you'll find in upmarket fountain pen nibs and odd bits of surgical equipment. Well, that's if you're unlucky. Osmium itself also plays a part in some catalysts and is used for staining specimens in microscopy. None of these is what you might call a bulk application, which may account for why it's estimated that the current annual amount of osmium now produced right round the world weighs less than a large tiger, or about 100 kilograms if you prefer conventional units. Time was, though, when osmium was considerably more sought after, not because of its density or smelly compounds, but because of its high melting point. Very high, over 3,000 degrees C. After Thomas Edison produced the first commercial electric light in 1879, the race was on to improve on his design. Well, for starters, there was the filament, the bit that glows to produce the light, but crucially doesn't melt. There had to be something better than Edison's use of bamboo. I mean, bamboo, really. What was he thinking? Lots of possibilities were explored, but largely thanks to the work of the Austrian chemist Karl Auer von Welsbach, the two top elements as filaments ended up being osmium and tungsten, which has an even higher melting point. These days, it's tungsten that's the clear favourite. But in 1906, when a name was needed for a new German company making these improved lights, they simply went with a verbal alloy of the two. Os from osmium and ram from wolfram, the German name for tungsten, hence Osram, now one of the largest lighting manufacturers in the world, and hence my bright light bulb moment when it came to picking osmium.
Quentin Cooper, who is turning the spotlight for us this week, onto osmium. Thanks, Quentin. Next time, we're meeting the metal that can soothe this burning issue.
A few weeks ago, I had a stupid accident in the lab. I won't go into the details, I'm not terribly proud of what happened. But the result is that I suffered some superficial burns to my face and neck. I was seen to by a specialist nurse who tut-tutted at me and then handed me a big tub of ointment. "It's flammacerium," she said. "Apply it twice a day." "Flamma what?" I replied. "Cerium," she said. I was delighted. "Cerium? You cannot be serious. It's my favorite element."
And that's Andrea Seller, who will be introducing the chemical that can quite literally get right under your skin, but at the same time clean up car emissions and also polish the mirrors of telescopes. That's the science of cerium in next week's Chemistry in Its Element. I hope you can join us. I'm Chris Smith. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Chemistry in Its Element is brought to you by the Royal Society of Chemistry and produced by thenakedscientists.com. There's more information and other episodes of Chemistry in Its Element on our website at chemistryworld.org/elements.